Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing that deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds. No tech skills are needed. You can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Ingo Chijioke-Agena, and she is a lifestyle mentor. She helps moms improve their energy by maintaining stable blood sugar levels and ultimately a healthy body weight naturally without medication or starving. Ingo, welcome to Basic Business AI. In your opinion, how is AI reshaping the future of your business?
Thank you for having me, Josh. Mm-hmm. In a few ways, AI is having a lot of impact in the wellness industry. One is personalized health plans. The AIs are now able to help you with fitness. And you know that even medical institutions are doing robotic surgeries. And for me, it helps me with my content creation. It helps me with customer analytics. It helps me know what do market research and forecast. And in so many different ways, AI has come to stay as far as I'm concerned.
Makes sense. And so one of the things that you do is helping moms improve their energy by taking care of themselves physically. And what are some ways that we might apply AI to that mission? Because if on the surface, it sounds like there's just two completely different things, a machine and your body. How do we combine those?
One way is by wearing these simple smart watches, we already have AI monitoring our blood pressure levels, monitoring our oxygen levels, monitoring our heartbeats, monitoring the sensitive statistics that are necessary to keep us going healthily. Then in another way, we can use AI through our phone apps for fitness exercises and for meal planning, also for statistics that we need to gather as coaches and become virtual coaches to our clients.
You know, it's sometimes the obvious is right in front of you and you don't pay attention. I hadn't really thought about wearing a smartwatch, having you be somewhat attached to AI because it's already monitoring all of your vitals and sending it through tons of algorithms to go and say, you're healthy or you're not healthy, or, hey, are you having a heart attack or did you fall? And that's a really fascinating way to look at it. And so what are some ways that you as a mentor can use that artificial intelligence in order to be more effective at what you do?
Okay. With the use of apps provided by experts like you, I can keep my clients motivated. There will be reminders and there will be pop-ups to tell them what to do at what time to do those things. Also, AI can help me get all the data from my clients to know when they are doing what they are supposed to do and whether they are doing those things right. An example is the smartwatch records the number of hours we spend in bed sleeping and whether we had quality sleep or not. When this information is gathered, it helps me track the stress levels and how it can be managed.
Awesome. And so tell me some things, just kind of going away from AI for a moment. What got you started on this journey of wanting to focus specifically on helping moms get focused?
My own story. I am a wife and a mom of four teenagers. And I watched my grandmother, my mother, an uncle, and my dearest cousin lose the battle of life to diabetes. And when, after my first baby, I had my own health complications, it dawned on me that no, I had to find a solution if I was going to be alive to take care of my husband and these four children God has given to me. So, after running tests and there was nothing the doctors could do for me, I had to go do something myself about my body weight and about the metrics. Like I told you, that a few of them are being monitored right now through smartwatches. So I did that and I found out that diabetes can be reversed and it can be prevented. And it was a lifestyle issue. And with that information, I told myself, not under my watch would a relative of mine go through this menace. And for other people that trust me, I make sure that they avoid it completely or they reverse it, depending on where they are on that journey.
Awesome. I love that. And tell us where we can go to learn a little bit more about what you do and how we can connect with you.
My website is health and beauty number four moms.com. Health and beauty for moms.com.
Okay. Awesome. And so for those of you who are a mom, what about dads? Are dads out in the cold? Can you help dads? No.
I prefer moms, but dads come to me. I don't know if it's my face or the way I handle their wives. They now choose me. So I now work with both men and women. So that's your welcome.
Very good. Good to hear it. So, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Ingo Chijioke-Agena, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how to use AI to take care of your health. For those of you who want to engage with her and learn more about how to get focused if you're a mom or maybe a dad, one more time, what's the website?
Health and beauty for moms, number four.
Healthandbeautyformoms.com. And that's it for this episode of Basic Business AI. If you run a business of any size and have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode. We interview business owners of all levels, and especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. You can apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. One more time, if you're looking to install 24/7 AI sales and support for less than the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. You can learn more at anabots.ai. We'll see you next time on Basic Business AI. And by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.